Jason could have left immediately, but he was too smart for that. He knew that he would need a ship to reach the faraway kingdom of Colchis, and no one had said he needed to go on this quest alone. So instead, he spent weeks recruiting young men who would accompany him, and he found about 20, starting with Argus, an aspiring shipbuilder. Argus immediately began working on a new ship that could carry them to destination. And as he drew the plans and started carving timber, he was inspired by goddess Athena. As always, Athena was willing to help young heroes who faced enormous dangers on their quests. So she guided Argus and helped him create the most seaworthy ship ever seen. There was even a piece of sacred oak on the prow of the ship that could speak in times of danger and advise the crew on what to do. This extraordinary ship was named the Argo after its builder, and it would transport the group, the Argonauts, on their quest. Then there were extraordinary warriors who joined Jason, like Heracles, who had not yet accomplished his labors, but was already extraordinarily strong and brave. Or the twins Castor and Polydeuces, future kings like Peleus or Augeas, the same Augeas who one day would own gigantic stables that Heracles would have to clean as one of his labors. There was also Orpheus before he met Eurydice and knew the tragic fate we just relieved before, and a dozen more youths also dreaming of adventure and exploits. All were gifted either in the arts of fighting or sailing. After a few weeks, the expedition was ready, and they sailed to the northeast. They would cross the Straits of Bosphorus, which separated Thrace from Asia, enter the Black Sea, and sail east to the kingdom of Colchis, where their prize was waiting, and then back to